They say give someone a fish and they'll eat for a day, but teach them to fish and they'll eat for a lifetime. At BMS World Mission, we begin by listening, because true partnership isn't teaching what's already known, it's nurturing what's already there. We work with local communities to build on their knowledge, whether it's fishing, farming, or something else entirely. And through the Global Church, we share Jesus and offer practical help to create a lasting legacy.
BMS World Mission, empowering communities and changing lives. Search BMS World Mission.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Matthew chapter 1, verse 20. As Joseph considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. "Joseph, son of David," the angel said, "do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child within her was conceived by the Holy Spirit." This account is so familiar to us that we need to take a moment to try to imagine what the experience must have been like for Joseph. In all probability, he was a man in his 20s. Mary may well have been a teenager. He was clearly of good character and took his Jewish faith seriously. His decision to end the relationship with Mary was understandable, but he must also have been experiencing a riot of emotions, thinking about Mary, himself, his family's reputation, and his desire to do what God wanted. As he turned these things over in his mind, he had a dream in which he was addressed with his family title. He was Joseph, belonging to the line of the great King David. In the dream, an angel told him not to be fearful, but to take Mary as his wife, because the baby was a gift of the Holy Spirit. What I love about this story is that those words were enough for Joseph. Having heard them, he married Mary. He must have known that people would assume that he was the father. He would have to cope with the sniggers and gossip, but he could do so because he was being obedient to God. God will often ask us to do things which are not well understood by those around us. Jesus lived with this continually, didn't he? He was forever being accused of acting with bad motives and even being inspired by the devil. The prophets in the Old Testament were rarely thanked for their utterances and were often cold-shouldered by their communities. Following God's will is rarely easy. We may know little about Joseph, but his obedience to God in an incredibly awkward situation is deeply impressive. It should inspire us as we seek to serve God today. And now let me ask you a question. How do you hear God speak to you? Now let me pray with you. Loving Father, thank you for the ways in which you make your will known to us. Give us courage to be obedient to you, whatever the reaction from others. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I'd love you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and some great articles, please visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope. God bless you. I do hope you have a great day.
BMS World Mission, doing mission differently since 1792. Proudly partnering Be Still and Know with Jonathan Edwards.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.